So as already alluded to, when you're creating a tree map and you're slicing and dicing the big rectangle that is sort of your overall visual area that you use to represent the hierarchical structure, when you use the traditional slice and dice approaches, you get these very thin slivers that represent the atoms or the leaf nodes of the tree. And it becomes very hard to compare these thin slivers to one another, especially if they're at different angles. One is vertical and the other one is horizontal. The good thing about that approach is you maintain what are called ordering relationships. The first child is next to the second child and so on, and you know the first sub-branch is next to the second sub-branch and so on. And you get a stable representation. Now in order to facilitate that you can compare different rectangles or visual areas, it would be much easier if they were closer to a square, because if they were ideally two squares, it's very easy to say which one is larger and which one is smaller. So layout algorithms have been developed which strive to represent the rectangles, the leaf nodes, as much as possible as a square. So that's why they're called squarified, because then the comparison becomes easy between the areas. However, you have to give up the ordering. You can't guarantee that the second sub-branch is next to the third one. Depending on the size of the children that are contained within a sub-branch, you might have to put them somewhere else. So the way to think about this is, think of it like packing a truck. And you want to have, ideally, your boxes to be as close to a square as possible. So depending on what you have to pack, you might have to rearrange the truck very differently in order to have it fit everything in a space-filling way. And this is important when you're, let's say, interact with sliders, and you have to show more or less data, and then the display has to be recomputed, and the aspect ratios have to be as closest to a square as possible. So the Hive group visualization that you've looked at about the star makes that case. And we can look at it on Thursday together, where you can sort of see how things start jumping around as the layout aims to create a display where the areas are represented as close as possible to a square. So there's a trade-off between the two. But I think perceptually, visually, the squarified display is easier to visually parse.